This is day one of asking a chef to upgrade my instant ramen.
Hey guys, it's Chef Esther Choi, and this is how I make my ramyeon even better. So first step, we get some olive oil, basil, to get our ramyeon, and we're gonna get both our packets. These are the dehydrated vegetables that goes in, and then we're gonna get our supu, get that frying up. Okay, and then we're gonna add a little bit of tomato sauce.
Let it simmer for a bit.
And add 2 cups of water, 1 egg, and then we're gonna separate the yolk from the white, and to the egg yolk, some freshly grated Parmigiano Reggiano. If you know a little bit about cooking, you know this is a base to a great carbonara. And by that time, your broth should have come to a nice little simmer. Let's go ahead and add our ramyeon. You don't want the noodles to overcook. You want it to still stay like super al dente. You want to time this right, especially with all of these other ingredients we're adding. It's about timing. When the noodles are almost cooked like that, I'm gonna lower it, and then we have some of the broth. I'm gonna temper the egg yolk and just vigorously mix. Because if I add the yolk straight to that, it's just gonna curdle. So it's just adding a little bit of body, like thickness. So we're gonna set that aside for a second. Okay. Remember the egg white, we're not wasting that. We're gonna add it and just like kind of mix it in there. When that comes to a simmer and the egg white is all set, we're gonna add this. 1 clove of garlic, the last minute hit of the garlic changes the flavor of the ramyeon. More Parmesan, lots and lots of Parm. Finish, olive oil, butter.
Oh my gosh.
Fresh basil. Once you go and do this, the butter will melt, the olive oil, the cheese, and this becomes the most amazing ramyeon you'll ever have.
I'm impressed.
You'll be more impressed when you taste that.
Chef Esther's take on ramyeon, tomato ramyeon. Oh my gosh. Perfectly cooked, al dente. You guys see it.
It's honestly next level.
Wow. Chef Esther did it again. Thank you.